It's after 4 o'clock. It's a Thursday edition of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas taking you up until 6 o'clock tonight. And then it's time for the Ohio State Coaches Show as they break down this Saturday night's matchup against the TCU Horned Frogs. But time now for us to bring back in our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. And kicking off the 2018-19 Champions of Education series, a familiar face to us and a familiar voice to all of you listening out there, David Pritt, the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at North Ridgeville. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me here today. Thanks.
Well, and you guys have a whole lot to get into and a lot to be excited and very, very proud of is the report card from the state. The scores released a little bit earlier today. And taking a look at the four-year graduation rate scores, well, they remain pretty consistent. And for you guys at North Ridgeville, you guys saw increases from B's to A's. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the ultimate goal of any school program is to make sure the kids are ready to graduate and make sure they're ready for, you know, after graduation, college, career, whatever that happens to be. And I think, you know, we're seeing some great results in the things that we're doing. We're putting together some great programming for kids and really giving them what they need. And, yeah, having an A in graduation is a great thing.
Well, and that's the type of thing, and I know we'll talk about this here in just a little bit, as the enrollment continues to grow for you guys. I know that's certainly something you guys definitely want to continue. What are some of the elements that go into this state report card grade? And I know there's a bunch of different grades that are assessed here, but how much information do you guys get before the general public usually sees it?
Yeah, so generally we start getting information about what the report card is going to look like in August-ish. And they give us an opportunity to go in and make sure the data is cleaned up, take kids out of the system that maybe spent part of a year with us and aren't with us all year. So generally we start working that process in August, back and forth to the Department of Education. And like you said, there is a ton of information on there. They grade 6 categories currently. And that is both a good thing and a bad thing, because I think, you know, the community looks at it, and I don't know that they always have a great grasp of what the letter grades mean. You know, in some cases a C we equate with being average, but in other cases on the report card, having a C somewhere is exactly where you're supposed to be according to the state. So we take the time, we make sure that we've got our data cleaned up, and it's really a 2 or 3 month process before it actually officially rolls out to the parents and families.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned, but there's so many different things to look at here. The four-year graduation scores, which you guys did extraordinarily well on, that's one of them. There's also what they call a bump in the gap closing component. What exactly is the gap closing component? What exactly does that measure, and how is the performance assessed there?
Sure. So gap closing is actually a federal requirement. The ESEA, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, requires that we not only monitor how we're doing overall as a district, but that we monitor our subgroups as well. So they lay out specific subgroups, minority students, economically disadvantaged students, students with disabilities, and then they actually track to see if you are taking those subpopulations and getting them closer to your overall scores. And that's the gap that you're trying to close. So every year they give a gap closing score for each of those subgroups in English and math, in addition, graduation rate. So this year, we had a great year for that. We actually had our best year ever. It's going to be a B on the report card. It's actually an A overall. They give a point deduction for a specific group that didn't make it. But we did it for our minority students, our economically disadvantaged students in reading and math, our graduation rate, Asian Pacific Islanders. So all of those subgroups we've made great progress with and bringing them in closer to where our overall populations are.
David Pritt, Director of Curriculum and Instruction at North Ridgeville Schools, joining us here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. We'll roll forward now into the growing enrollment, and I know that's something that you guys are excited to tackle. That's an issue I think a lot of districts wish that they had. And, you know, how much does the enrollment increasing bring with it a certain set of challenges? Obviously, again, it's a good problem to have, but what kinds of challenges are associated with the growing enrollment?
Yeah, so the first of those challenges really is space and staffing. So we grew this summer. We had about 180 new enrollees in the district. By the time we take out students who moved out of the district, we were up still about 140 students. We were up 140 students last summer. So when you're looking at being up close to 300 students, I mean, you're talking six classroom teachers at that point in time. You're talking about specialist teachers. You're going to need a PE teacher. You're going to need an art teacher. So you get all of those things set in place, and then you've got to find a space for them. So we're fortunate with our new academic center. Our 3-8 building has the space for that. But then we have to start looking at our other buildings. You know, our elementary buildings, our first and second grade building isn't as new. Our high school isn't as new. So where do we put those students? And this year we had to get a little bit creative. So last year we opened a STEM school, Ranger High Tech Academy, which was scheduled to be for this year 3-8. You know, our enrollment grew enough that we had to put 2 third grade sections there and 2 fourth grade sections there and actually open it this year to second grade as well. So we've added 2 more sections there. So a building that we had planned on having, you know, 130 students in this year, we're pushing 250 in already. So those are the challenges associated with that. So we're having to work through the facilities committees. You know, we need to do numbers projections and just see what does that look like moving down the road. Because when you're having 150 kids a year, it doesn't take long to outgrow your current spaces. But like you said, it is a great problem to have. There are so many districts losing enrollment and losing population now. You know, that's not where North Ridgeville is. So I see this continuing for the foreseeable future.
I want to go back to something you mentioned. Did you say you guys are growing by 150 students per year? Is that the entire district, or is that just grade by grade, or how does that work?
No, that's entire district numbers. Generally, our numbers this year for a regular size grade levels anywhere from 330. We did have a pretty significant bump in our second grade. It's actually closer to 370.
Wow.
It's now our biggest group in the district. So it was not unusual this year to pick up, you know, 15 kids in a single grade level. And those are the type of things that when we start planning for staffing back in February, you can't count on that. So we literally were adding staff members up until the day before school started because the numbers just kept increasing. You don't want to go and add a staff member, have a bunch of kids move out and be stuck, you know, with a teacher you may not need. So you have to kind of hold off as late as you can in that process, which, you know, is not always ideal.
Very cool stuff. But again, that's a good problem to have. No doubt about that. I mean, and do you guys have an idea that that's coming too? I mean, when is it that you guys originally find out that those classes are going to be a little bit bigger?
So, you know, we monitor it throughout the year. We know generally we grow between kindergarten and first grade because you have a lot of kids that will do a private kindergarten, will come out of daycare or something along that. So we expect a bump in growth there. Enrollment usually starts to pick up in February, but I mean, once we got into the point of June and July and August, there were days where we were getting 5 and 6 registrations a day. And that's really what you want to watch for. And then the other part of that is, you know, we have parents that don't register until school starts. And we don't always necessarily know, because of how different schools work, how many students we're going to lose. Because we know we have students move out of the district every year or two, but you don't really know what that number is going to be until you really get into the first couple of days. You might have a student not show up for a couple of days. You call the family and say, oh, yeah, we've moved out of district. So that's the hard part about balancing that. But realistically, you know, we keep an eye on it all summer. And, you know, there are days where it's 5 and 10 kids, and you said it yourself. I mean, it's a great problem to have.
You guys do a lot of great things with the kids. And one of the things that certainly stands out to me every time I go to North Ridgeville and I'm on the campus and I see all the great new wonderful facilities that you have. I read up earlier on something I believe we touched on a little bit when we had you on the show last year. It's the Ranger Strong Initiative. And some of the stories that come out of this Ranger Strong Initiative are really pretty awesome. Give us an idea, for those that don't know what this is, what is the Ranger Strong Initiative?
Sure. So the Ranger Strong Initiative is an initiative about character education, realistically. Strong is an acronym, stands for service, teamwork, respect, ownership, necessity, and goals. And it's about taking some of those things that we used to teach in schools that have, you know, kind of fallen to the side as we look at test scores and other things. But it's about teaching kids to be responsible and to be good citizens. And what does that look like, you know, across the spectrum? Because we want kids that are academically strong, which we're producing now, but we want great kids as well, because that's going to carry you far in life. So that's kind of the Ranger Strong Initiative in a nutshell. So it's something that we've taken throughout the building and throughout the districts. And we've worked really hard over the last year of implementing that from pre-K all the way through the high school program. So what does it look like, you know, for service in the classroom to a preschooler or a kindergartner? It looks very different than what it looks like for a high schooler. So that's really what we're working on. We've had some great feedback from the school itself, from our coaches. You know, our soccer kids come over and have lunch with our middle schoolers once a week, and really kind of push that and ingrain that within the community and the culture.
So mentorship is certainly a part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is that these students actually have a Ranger Strong time built into their schedule that they're working on it with their peers and with their classmates. But then again, you know, serving as those role models, our eighth graders working with our third graders, our high schoolers coming down and working with our middle school kids, just to where they can see that it's relevant everywhere. And it's really the critical piece is this is not an initiative for one school or for one grade level, but it's really about who we are and what it means to be a Ranger.
How long has this initiative been around? I mean, you mentioned you guys are already beginning to see some of the effects of this. How long has this been in place for you guys?
So we started the Ranger Strong initiative at the very beginning of last school year as an official program. So it's about a year old, you know, and we're seeing great results. We had heard a story the other day where a parent had told their child who was getting ready to go over to their grandparents' house to make sure that when he got there, they were Ranger Strong. So we're starting to see what we really want to see is that to become a community-wide effort for the parents to see it, kind of brand that Ranger Strong outside of the schools and outside of the campuses, into the communities, into the businesses, so that when you drive into North Ridgeville, you know that you've entered North Ridgeville and it's a strong community.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's pretty awesome too, how you guys are able to connect a lot of the buildings as well with those relationships. You talked about that earlier with some of the high schoolers and the junior high schoolers communicating with some of the kids in elementary school, giving them a taste of what it might be like when they get there. And also, I think to some degree, raising their hopes as well. I mean, there's a coolness factor involved here as well. If you're a third grader or a second grader talking to a high schooler who's going through a lot of things that in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to experience as well. And I would imagine that was probably part of what you guys were hoping for when you put this together about a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah, it's certainly a cool experience for a third grader to see, you know, a football player come down in their jersey and then see them out on the field on Friday night. I mean, there is definitely that factor of, you know, almost celebrity when you're talking about that. Because when you're in third or fourth grade and to see that person playing on Friday night gives you the belief that you can do it yourself. And that's really, you know, part of this is making sure that students have that belief and have that sense of belonging and have that sense of community that's so important.
No question about that. Well, you know, you guys also have something called the Board of Education Scholarship Fund, and I wanted to dive into that.
Sure.
What constitutes that, and what kinds of fundraisers do you guys have going on that surround this as well?
Yeah, so the Board of Education is really an unsung job. You know, they are elected members. It's not a fame and glory position by any stretch of the imagination. So one of the great things that they do, aside from just being advocates for kids, is they have a scholarship fund that they award scholarships to seniors every year at the end of the year. So they award two $500 scholarships is traditionally what they have done. And their goal is to increase that amount, to be able to offer more scholarships, to be able to offer additional money. So their primary funding over the past several years has honestly been the board. It's not that the board has a budget, but they have given back a lot of their own money to the board itself, or to the board scholarship fund. So the big one that's going on right now is they are selling pop sockets. And if you are like me, you have no idea what a pop socket was when they first rolled that idea out, because I think we all had the same reaction. But for those of you that have those little round discs on the back of your phones to help them stand up, to help you hold onto your phone better, that's a pop socket. So the board is actually selling pop sockets to raise money specifically for the scholarship fund.
Very cool. And I saw a picture of that a little bit earlier. It's got the Ranger emblem on there, right? It's got the Ranger logo.
We've got a Ranger emblem. We also have the athletic logo, which is the actual Ranger guy in a hat. So, yeah, either of those are available for $10. They can be requested from the school or at a Friday night football game. So it'll be sold there as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll be there next Friday. I'll have the call with Tom Evans and Craig Couch. I'll be out at North Ridgeville as they take out Olmsted Falls next Friday. Really looking forward to that. David, thank you as always for joining us here in studio. Such a pleasure to have you with us. Share some great news in North Ridgeville.
Will do. Appreciate you having me. We'll be happy to join you anytime.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Again, David Pritt, the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at North Ridgeville Schools. He's joining us here on our Nortson Corporation Champions of Education series.